Welcome to Win Your Mind, conversation with Avram Grant about the mental side of winning in a competitive world. In Win Your Mind, Avram shares his stories and experience from his 40 plus years as a top coach at the highest level. In each episode, Avram shares practical ways of how you can reach your fullest potential in today's competitive environment.
Talk about all the players that you trained and coach. Let's talk about the season in Chelsea. You came to Chelsea. It was fifth in the table, and you took it to the champion finals. Maybe you can take us a little bit behind.
It was very difficult in those times because I took the team from a great manager, but the situation of the team was not good. Not only in this year and the half of the season before. And there was two things that I said to myself what I want to do, and I said it also in the media. The media said, we want to be at least in the final of the Champions League. Maybe I made a mistake. I needed to say that we need to win and then John Terry could score the penalty. Maybe he listened to me too much. And second, to play good football. Because when I came, you know, the media have a short memory, but I don't. That everybody say in those times, even when Chelsea took the Champions, bad atmosphere, which I don't think it was so true. But they say bad, ugly football. And in my time, which I'm very proud, I put it said that we play positive football. And so that things I'm very proud and nobody noticed about this. Even the media didn't say even one time that we played ugly football because the football was really great. And when you do this, I think it's a good base for the future. In the meantime, we did small things. We changed the way of the training. One of the things that I didn't think that we need to change everything, but then I had an assistant coach that is very successful now, Steve Clark, and he was responsible on the trainings that continue the same training, but then he wanted to change. And the best changing of the football to give up about the long balls completely. I'm speaking about the pitch now. And we brought Henk ten Cate that he was in charge on the trainings because he played in Barcelona, Ajax, passed the ball and not play a long ball like they did before in part of the games. And I think it took the best from the players, it made the team very successful. It was a very good base for the future, which unfortunately Chelsea didn't use it as they could use it because Chelsea have all the money to do this. They was very successful anyway, but I think it could be a good base for the future and then didn't need to change so many coaches.
Okay, so from the tactical and the physical side, you changed from long balls to passes. And what was the mental change, the philosophical change?
The mental thing, I said, come from the football. I think the mental strength was not so... I had a personal problem when I came, you know, from a small country and I needed to come to a situation that the players will trust. Not me, but the football that I wanted to bring, which I think with the time it was very good because what we did is a few meetings, discussions face to face, which of course I cannot speak about this now, but every time that I see a problem, I call to the players and we took care of it. And I must tell you that it was brilliant. I didn't accept two players. I didn't need to say to call them again. Only two players I needed to call them again. Everybody was in private in my office and we spoke and nobody know one, even until now what's happened. But I think the most important thing is to convince them that we can play good football and bring results. And you know, we lost only one game in the league against Arsenal and we came to the Champions League final. Then we lost even if it was the better team. And I think everything become from the work that we did in the trainings and in the offices. And I was very proud about this because nobody spoke negative things about us during this time. And I think in my method, it's different than Mourinho. Mourinho is a great coach, but I thought the players are the superstars. I feel as a coach all my life that I'm director in a movie. And the superstars is Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and others. So the superstars is the players. And I need to be like a director and give them the stage to show what they can. And sometimes if we need to put them on the right writing, we needed to do some things, even mentally. I remember before the semi-final against Liverpool, was a big, big problem of mentally problem, because there was speaking a lot about this, that they lost 2 times to Liverpool in the same stage, semi-final of Champions League, which I thought it can be energy, and I wanted to feel it to energy, but I remember that they spoke so much about Anfield that we are going to speak about Anfield, because they lost. That I told them I have a feeling that Anfield is a striker, not Anfield is not playing. The players are playing, and it was a good job before and a good job on the pitch, because we was much better and we won the game.
And I remember one special game about it was the 3-1 against Liverpool.
3-2.
3-2. What yes. was it? Babel
scored from 30 meters.
Yes.
2 minutes to the end, because Peter Cech went to celebrate, and then it was a nightmare, these 2 minutes.
And what was with Drogba? He seemed such a motivating, we spoke before, we know that it was not like this.
Everybody's motivated in the semi-final, because what's happened with Drogba is that Rafa Benitez said in the paper the day before that Drogba is faking diving. And I thought it's a good thing to motivate Drogba. So I came to him in the opposite. I think I told him 100 times, don't pay attention to Benitez. Don't pay attention to what he says. He said, no, I don't pay. But why say that? He said, I'm not diving. I say to him, don't pay attention, because I want to put him extra motivated. Because I think when you take from big player extra motivated, extra motivation is very good. And I remember when Drogba scored a goal, he ran like crazy. And he's sliding in front of the bench of Rafa. And I told him after the game, if you would have run like this during the games, you was a combination of Pelé and Maradona. but it was good, and he was very good in this game.
So basically, what you say about the part of the motivation is to, again, individually, you need to know how to create it.
I think there is a. I didn't remember where I said this saying was came from me. The difference I put on the dressing room, the difference between good and great is extra efforts. Because the talent is there. Huh?
Yeah.
If you can bring extra effort, it's very important. And you always have more power than you think. If I will run after you, run, and you will not have any power, and you will fall on the floor, and I came with a knife, you will run. So everybody have extra efforts, even when he thinks that he is not. Our job is to show them that they can do extra, more and more and more and more. And I remember that semi-final, Portsmouth against Tottenham, when I was in Portsmouth. Tottenham in the weeks before beat Liverpool, Man United, Arsenal and Chelsea. We didn't know the team in the 3 months before until Thursday. Because we had all the problems, we had a very short squad, and most of the squad couldn't play because the rules of the Premier League and contracts and everything. And most of the game we had 14 players. And we came from the last team of the table after they took 9 points of us. And I remember even I said to the players, look, I will not lie to you. From 10 games, Tottenham is better than us, but they cannot win all the games. And in this game, two players played, Din Dan and Kevin Prince-Boateng. Kevin Prince-Boateng, that now is in Milan, trained only 2 trainings the 6 weeks before. Only 2 trainings, because he was injured. And he came to this week, 2 trainings, because we didn't want to put him on. And Din Dan didn't play because of the rule. The rule was that if we have more than 20 games, we needed to pay Toulon's $4.5 million, which we didn't have in Portsmouth, £4.5. So we played 19 games, and we was waiting for the semi-final that it would be the last game, so we didn't play 2 months, and they play. So physical side, Premier League, semi-final, Dindan against Gareth Bale, that he have unbelievable physical condition, and Boateng play on the other side, which you play on the side, I don't know if you know, you run more than others in the game. And I remember that I said to my assistant Paul Gross, I hope we will not have extra time. So we say everybody say that we will lose in the halftime. I say yes, but they will not have power. And we play 120 minutes. They was the best on the pitch. So if you ask any physiologist, he will say to you, it's impossible. In the last minute, Lindan ran like crazy, 100 meters with the ball. Boateng came near him, and it was a penalty. So it means that if you have extra motivation, And if you give to the players the tools to understand that they can do better than the book says, they can make it. And it was amazing what they did. It's against all the books of the physical side. But it's been that the motivation a big, big part in developing your career.
I think this is an awesome example about how what you have in your mind can change a performance in seconds.
You know, everybody knows that I remember when I started 20 years ago to speak about the head, they say, we need to give them a ball and let them play. And now everybody knows that it's very important to be strong here. By the way, not just in football, in life, in business, in everything. In the last year, I'm involved in, you know, advising about business people and others. And I saw the very big similarity for this, except one thing. In the football, everybody is watching on you. There's a lot of judges, and everybody knows football.
And if we talk about the great stories that you have, we know that you have another one with Lampard before mother died. Maybe share with us this.
Yes, it's nobody knows the story, but the people around me know the story. It was a big decision. It was a big decision because Lampard's mom died. Passed away very suddenly because she was sick and then she recovered. And Lampard was very close to his mother. Lampard is one of my favorite players because he's strong on the pitch, but he's very nice out of the pitch, which I like the most. Then he didn't train. And we play Saturday. We play in the middle of the week against Liverpool semi-final. And Saturday we played against Man United without Lampard because he didn't come even. He was so sad. And we played brilliant against Man United. There was first place, and we won and became the same point like them, three games to the end, which was brilliant. And we won 2-1, but we deserved to win 5 or 6-1. It was brilliant football, and we did it without Lampard. And then came the semi-final, and he came to train, and he was so bad in the training, unbelievable. I never saw Lampard so bad in the training, and I didn't know what to do. And most of the people say he cannot play because first we won without him and second he didn't train. But I took decision he will play. I remember, by the way, that my wife said to me, and what happened if we lose? I said, I will be in the first plane home. No, but to be serious, I thought all the time, I will take the pressure from Lampard.
How to take it out?
So I called him in the evening before the game and I said to him, I don't think he will play tomorrow. This is my decision. And we was talking, it was between me and him. He wanted to play, but I said, it's my decision. Why I did it? I wanted him to go to bed with the idea that he don't need to think how he will play, only if he play or not. Because I thought, and by the way, this is one of the reasons why big players not good in a big game, because they're thinking too much how they will be in the game, not but the positive side, how what will happen, what this. And it's obvious that if you don't train so many games, and you will think, how will I play? The team won without me Saturday. So I say I will take the pressure out of him. And I told him this, which I knew that he will play. So I remember the day after he was looking for me to speak with me. And then he spoke with me. I say, I want to play. I say, okay, you will play. And he was the best on the pitch. But by the way, I met him last week in England. He saw me and I didn't tell him yet, but this is the opportunity to tell him. One day, I wrote in the magazine that I'm a very open person, and he convinced me that he would need to play. But he was unbelievable in this game. Unbelievable. He was maybe even one of his best games. All the game was very good. The referee canceled goal of Essien 2 minutes before, which was a good goal. And it was in a key moment because we was the dominant in the game. We was winning 1-0 and then we make mistake, it become 1-1 to extra time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you come to extra time, you know that if the other team will score away goal, you need to score two. Sure. And but we concentrated in football and we played, and it was a good story with Lampard. I didn't tell him until now that that's what... But I think as a coach and as a player, you need to look for yourself what will make you better.
You've been listening to the Win Your Mind podcast with your host, Avram Grant. Visit Avram Grant's Win Your Mind on Twitter and Instagram and get behind-the-scenes videos and tools to ensure that winning mentality.